Let's start with the intro. First, we have a three, almost four measure intro with the guitar playing by itself. Then we come in on the fourth beat and we do this. So we're walking into an A minor chord with these two tones. This is our top string second fret, followed by the third fret. From there we go up to the fifth fret, and let's get our first finger there. This is the A minor chord. We'll play two of these, and then we'll play the string right below it, the third string, seventh fret. That's its alternating bass. For every bass note on the guitar, which is usually the name of the chord, you can find an alternating bass, which is usually either down a string and up two frets, or right above it, like a string right above it. In this case, we're able to find it, third string, two frets higher. After that, we'll have this. Now, this is the D, third string, fifth fret. Two of those, then play the seventh fret, come back to the fifth, then go up to the top string, seventh fret. That's a B. Hit it, slide down. From there, we go to this. Now, this is the G, top string, third fret. We'll play it twice, and then go to its alternating bass, which is the third string, fifth fret, which will be a D. Then for the last measure, you're hearing the G there twice, and then I'm hitting that alternating bass with my third finger, but then sliding up two frets to the seventh fret. Then I will follow that with a hammer-on, same string, hammering on fifth to seventh fret. So we'll slide 5 to 7, and then hammer 5 to 7. So once again, here's the intro. From here, we move into the first verse. So let's take a look at it.